Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
First question from Fertile Homestead. I like that name. On milk animals on the homestead, video we did not too long ago. What supplies do you need and the cost associated with those supplies? Well, that's that could be a pretty big topic. But
that's crawling on me.
Yeah, that's a healthy garden.
It is, yeah. So yeah, the supplies we need for a milk animal.
Right, so let's just real quick cover the obvious, but you need a milk cow.
Yep.
You need a place to keep a milk cow.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that down first.
Of course, you need the basic animal supplies like waters and feed.
Right.
All of that sort of thing.
Minerals and salt and all those for taking care of the cow. And I think more, though, this question's geared toward
the
milking the cow and what do you need to be dealing with the milk from the cow.
Okay, so that kind of is going to depend on if you're going to hand milk or machine milk.
Right.
But if you're going to machine milk, you do need a milking machine, obviously. And either way, you do need some good stainless steel buckets.
You do, and we're going to really recommend getting started for one cow. We've always hand milked. We did machine milk once, and unless you're going to buy a really expensive setup that has a very easy cleaning system, the supplies and the system that we're going to describe to you here really quick are really much easier than dealing with a machine overall
for one cow. For one cow, we found that it was actually faster to hand milk and deal with the
cleanup.
Milk most of the time and the cleanup than it was to machine milk and then deal with cleaning the machine on top of dealing with the milk.
So you need some stainless steel buckets that are adequate for the amount of milk your cow is going to be providing.
Yes. So you need to know a couple gallons, 3-4 gallons. If you get into buckets that are much bigger than 2 gallons, they get really heavy and you might want to consider having multiple 2.5-3 gallon buckets that can hold about 2 gallons of milk each rather than one large bucket.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. We do milk in about a 4 gallon one right now. We get about 3 gallons per milking right now. Yeah, and that works pretty good.
Yeah, it is a heavy bucket.
It is heavy and it's hard to pour. So we often pour off into a smaller one to then pour into the jars.
Right.
You also need a cleaning bucket. We just use another stainless steel bucket that you're using for washing the cow's udders and teats.
Mm-hmm. And to do that, you also need a collection of clean cloths.
Yep.
Something that is dedicated just towards washing the udder of your animal and the teats before you milk.
Right. We just use like, what are they? They've got to be like 10 inch by 10 inch white cloths.
I think they're called bar wipes, technically, is the type that we use.
Yep. Yeah. And you need some basic cleaning supplies. We use vinegar and a little bit of dish soap.
Mm-hmm. To actually wash the udder, so you need to have that on hand.
You also need a dedicated brush for cleaning your milking buckets.
Yes.
That is only used in the buckets that you put milk in, nothing else.
Inside of the bucket and the handle and the rim, and that's all that you want to use that for. Nothing that's going to touch any barnyard muck.
And it needs to be a non-wire brush. You don't want to use a wire brush in there. Some people,
you'll scratch.
One of our kids accidentally a couple times have tried to wash it out with a wire scrubby. You don't want that.
Yeah.
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 Like we have a horsehair one that works really well.
Yeah.
It's really good, but it needs to be dedicated for that bucket.
Yeah. And then you would wash the outside of your bucket with something else, probably a rag and dish soap for that.
Yep.
So, and then you need milk filters. You need to be able to filter your milk into your storage containers. We use half gallon jars as our storage containers.
Yep.
Some people use gallon jars, but they're hard for little children to pour without making a mess. So we use the half gallon. And so you'll need a funnel, a wide mouth funnel, and milk filters to go into that. And there's a whole range of options that you can use, from the reusable coffee filters mm-hmm. that you can use to pour your milk through, to different like butter muslin filters, to just the paper disposable filters.
Right, but you can buy those in bulk. They're not real expensive.
Yeah, they're not too expensive.
And we've played with a lot, and really just a wide mouth funnel.
Yeah.
And those paper filters?
The paper filters, yeah.
Is really what works best for us.
Yeah, so that kind of setup, really your jars are the most expensive to get enough jars for the setup.
One more you got to think about.
Yep.
You need a dedicated fridge, probably.
You may be bringing in a huge amount of milk.
We bring in 6 gallons a day, roughly, right now. And sometimes it's higher.
Yeah.
And it's often lower in the later season. But you have a lot coming in every day. And you're probably not going to consume that every day.
So you need a dedicated space in a refrigerator in order to build up your supply, so you're not having to make cheese every day just to be able to store the next day's milking.
Right. And so we've got to kind of keep this short so we can get through questions, though. That's a real simple setup for what you need for milking a cow. Mm-hmm. And it's not very expensive on that end. That's probably the least expensive. She asked about cost. I couldn't tell you at the top of our head, but that's one of the least expensive ways to go. It's a pretty simple way to go. And of course, from there, depending on making butter, cheese, that's a whole nother set of supplies.
Right, exactly.
It depends on where you're going to go with things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.